was interpreted almost immediately by the Labor Zionist Party as a political assassination. That is, the Labor Zionists claim that Alazzaf was assassinated by Jews, and specifically by Jews who were Zionist revisionists. However deep the tensions were between these Jewish factions before June 16, 1933, they were exacerbated, perhaps beyond repair, by the events that occurred that evening. On the 18th of June 1933, Avrasha Stavsky, Avrasha short for Avraham, Avrasha Stavsky was arrested and charged with participating in the murder of Alazarov. Stavsky was a Zionist revisionist. He was 27 years old and otherwise unknown. In the following weeks, also arrested were Tzvi Rosenblatt, also a Zionist revisionist, 22 years old. Stavsky and Rosenblatt were charged with committing the murder. Remember that Mrs. Alazarov testified that two men had accosted them on the Mediterranean seacoast. A third party, Abba Achimeir, a leader of the Zionist revisionists in Palestine, was arrested and charged with masterminding the murder. A lengthy trial ensued, and the British court concluded its proceedings almost a year after the murder, in June of 1934. Rosenblatt and Achimeir were acquitted, but Stavsky, despite his protests of innocence, was found guilty and sentenced to hang. Stavsky appealed the conviction, and the case now came before the highest British Court of Appeals in Palestine. Three justices heard the case, and in July of 1934, Stavsky's conviction was overturned by a unanimous decision of the Court of Appeals. Now, in most accounts, in the history books and so on, the story more or less ends here. But as we shall see, much more needs to be said. Some of you will remember that in 1982, Shabtai Teveit, a noted writer in Israel and a member of the editorial board of Haaretz, published a major work in Hebrew. It was called Retzach Arlozorov, or the Arlozorov Murder. And this book rekindled all the flames of hatred and false accusation that were characteristic of Palestine in 1933. A spate of books and articles appeared in print in 1982 and afterwards. All of these were responses to Teveit's book. And ultimately, the Israeli government at the time under Menachem Begin set up a commission to investigate the Arlozorov case. One of the members of that commission was Dr. Eliezer Berkovitz, whom some of you probably knew personally, a Talmud Chacham who was a graduate of the Hildesheim Rabbinical Seminary, later taught for many years in Skokie in Chicago, and ultimately made Aliyah and settled in Eretz Yisrael. In June of 1985, the Commission's findings were made public. In effect, the Commission vindicated all those who were accused of participating in the murder by the British Mandate Courts in 1933 and 1934. Incredibly, neither Shabtai Teveit nor the Commission saw fit to relate in any detail the considerable role played by Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk in the Arlozorov affair. And what follows is an attempt, at least in part, to rectify this sin of omission. Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk was born in 1865. He was one of the great Gedolim in Litta. He learned in the Volozhin Yeshiva. We spoke about how he was together with his father-in-law Arderes in Mir when the Arderes was welcomed as the new rabbi of Mir and so on. Rav Kuk eventually came to Yafo and became the Rav of Yafo in 1904. He would be appointed Rabbi Shel Yerushalayim by 1920, and ultimately he became the first chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael.